Heard a snippet of the new single Messed Up by country artist Tegan Gayes. Tegan has such a very special voice that is instantly recognizable when you hear her on the radio today. Here to talk about her brand new single is country artist Tegan Gayes. So how have you been?
I am doing really good, thank you for asking. How are you?
Very good. We're excited to have you on the show.
Thank you. I'm excited to be on the show.
Well, congratulations on the new single.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, it's an exciting time for sure.
Oh, especially with the summer here and all the festivals opening up. I bet you are really excited to be playing live right now.
I am. I really am. It's looking like a fully packed summer for me, so that's exciting.
For some of our new listeners, can we start at the beginning just to give a brief introduction to what your music's journey has been?
Absolutely. So I started singing I always loved to sing, and I was a competitive figure skater growing up, so I always loved entertaining. And when I quit figure skating, when I was about 14 years old, I was like, I need to pour my heart into something else. And so I turned to music. I started writing music. I got my first guitar and I learned my first three chords. And from there, it just, the rest is history. I never stopped.
What was the writing end of it like for you? What did that mean to you?
It means everything. Like I love writing. And, I think to me, I always like to say, if you have a good melody, that's a good song. If you have good lyrics, that's a good song. But if you have both, then you have a great song. So in the writing process, I always, I strive to have not only, an amazing melody, but, good lyrics, too. So going into a write, that's my goal, is to, have that melody that sticks with you and those lyrics that hit you.
Well, you're definitely doing that when it comes to your music right now. The fans are absolutely loving it, and so are we, everybody that's playing it on air here in Canada. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. That means so much.
Now, when it comes to the writing, is there somebody that stands out that really connected with your soul when you were growing up, that really drove the idea of being able to write music for you?
Absolutely. That was 110% Taylor Swift for me. That was around the time, when Taylor Swift started getting big, when she was, just coming out. That's when I was like, wow, if she can do it, if she can write this music and put it out and impact so many people, so can I. So she was a huge inspiration of mine and really gave me that push, her being so young and just getting, so big so fast and writing all her own music. It was very inspiring to me.
What has been the biggest challenge for you as a musician?
Oh, the biggest challenge. I would say just, to keep, the challenge would be to not give up. You get a lot of no's in this industry, mm-hmm. and you just got to keep going. I really do think that that's such a key factor, because anyone can give up, because it's a hard industry to be in. But if you just keep going and you keep giving it your all, pretty soon you're going to crack through. So I would definitely say it's a challenge to do that, but I'm doing it and I'm very proud of myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you've done a phenomenal job, a really great job.
Thank you.
Has it been tough to find your identity in the Canadian country music?
Yes. You know what? It definitely took some time to find, what I wanted to portray. And I feel like I finally got there. Messed Up, Blame the Wine, I Don't Want to Fall in Love Anymore. I finally feel like my last few singles were where I found who I was as an artist. Mm-hmm. And especially with Messed Up, like, it's such a fun, upbeat song, and like, that really is my personality. I'm just like a fun, outgoing girl, and I was excited to put this song out because I was like, wow, like, this is exactly who I am as a person.
And it's great coming on to the summer scene, you know, everybody getting ready to be able to start, you know, going to these festivals and hearing the music. What is your favorite song besides Messed Up? What's your favorite song to play live?
Oh, definitely Blame the Wine, because I live in wine country in Kelowna, and and so at summertime, when you're singing about wine, everyone loves it. So sometimes I'll play that song like 3 times in a set because they want to hear it again, because everyone loves wine here, so that's definitely my favorite one to play.
Nice. Is there a song that's really resonated with the fans that you've heard so many incredible stories that really attach itself and means so much more to you, to one of your songs?
Yes, one of my songs?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely I Don't Want to Fall in Love Anymore. That was a song where I found I got a lot of inbox messages, a lot of people reaching out, just telling me that, you know, my song, that they could relate to it, and there is nothing better than receiving a message from someone that, you know, they're saying that their song, like, changed your life, or their song, you know, got you through a breakup, or whatever it could be. And I was getting a lot of messages with that song, and that meant so much to me, because I've been there when I hear a song and I'm like, I need to reach out. You know, you reach out to the person who wrote this and just let them know, like, what their song has, you know, made me feel something. And it's such a powerful thing. And at the end of the day, like, that's my goal and that's my dream, is I just want people to feel something when they listen to my music. So that was really special to me. And especially because I wrote that song myself, and I wrote that song, it was from real life experience. I really was going through a heartbreak and a breakup, and I wrote that song. So for people to come and message me and tell them that, you know, my song, you know, helped them get through their breakup, I was like, wow, like, I'm doing the right thing in life.
It's nice when you can tap into that vulnerability. And a lot of the times it's hard to go there, but at the same time, those are the best songs. And people can connect, and it may not even be a breakup. It may be other things that are going on in their lives that you never even would have. That you would never even have thought of, that your song would connect to. Yeah, it's very cool.
And I love listening to a song and just crying. Like, I don't know why, but it feels so good to know that a piece of music can make you feel something like that. Mm-hmm. It's like magic. It's like, I cannot believe that music can do that to a person. It's so fascinating to me. So the fact that I can do that to people, just, I mean, it makes me so happy that I have that ability. It makes me feel like I'm a wizard. Well,
and it's nice because when you look at history, everybody's journey, and we always can connect a song to exactly where we were, whether it was a breakup or whether it was a happy moment. And it's just nice to know that one of your songs is going to be in somebody's history, and that might be a favorite song that a grandchild hears their parents play, and that continues on into generations. And it's just like, that's why music stays alive, and it's a pretty cool thing.
It's very cool. I love that. That's really neat. The way you said that, that was really cool.
Yeah. I love being able to go into those deep places and being able to strip it back just a little bit. Is there a song that really hit you hard, somebody wrote, that really stood out in a tough time for you?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Hell of a Year by Parker McCollum.
Good song.
It doesn't matter how many times I can hear that song. Every time it comes on, my whole body, has goosebumps. I could cry. I'm like, that song is so powerful, and I get the same feeling as I do, like, listening to it 100 times as I did the very first time I heard it.
Very, very cool. So many great songs, right? There's just so many incredible, incredible artists that are on radio today. Canadians are killing it. Our females, holy cow, you guys are doing phenomenal.
Thank you. Yeah, there are so many amazing, talented women in our industry right now. It's crazy.
Now you took, when you did, let's talk about the single, I Don't Want to Fall in Love Anymore. This one was over 3 million views so far on TikTok. What did that mean to you when you're taking a look at the importance of social media today and the role that it is playing in a lot of the artists' music?
It meant a lot, just knowing that I was reaching more people around the world. That's the one thing about TikTok that I love, is that you can reach so many people that you know, not that you can't reach them from Instagram, but it's harder to build. And TikTok gives you that chance to go viral and to, you know, to reach a wider audience. And I was lucky enough that the song, you know, got a couple viral, like a couple went viral a couple times, and I could notice that it made a huge difference on the streaming. And it's just so nice to see people comment and say they love the song. Where can I hear the song? Oh my God, what's the song about? Like, it was really cool. And I'm really happy that TikTok is a platform out there for us, because it's important.
Well, it's also too fun for the fans, because they can engage back with the artist as well as, you know, people on TikTok worldwide, because you'll see a lot of people interpret the song in their own way and add some dances or just do different things, you know, to your song. And, you know, that's kind of fun,
and
too.
And I love watching that, to see the what people do to your song for, like, their videos. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, it is. Some of it can be pretty entertaining.
Yeah, very entertaining. I love it. I love that it's out there. You know, it's because it does. Sometimes it takes a while to grow your platform. It takes, years. And so it's really neat to see that there's a platform out there where you can just overnight grow. Mm-hmm. And yes, you can get that from other platforms too, but I just feel like it's it happens more with this one for some reason.
It does. I think it's because fans can engage and do these types of interpretations with it. And you just can't do that on the other platforms. It's just a lot of fun, you know, for the fans of all ages, too, of all ages. Yeah.
Do you have TikTok?
I do. I just started it, but, like, I'm so busy doing the interviews that I don't have time to get on there and do other stuff. So, I'll get there.
And it's addicting. Like, once you start, you can't stop.
Yeah, it's hard when you're putting all the hats on. You got all these different platforms that we got to work with, and it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot to cover.
It is a lot, but they're so important. They really are. I got to utilize every single one of them.
You do. You got to wear all the hats, right? The branding hat, the manager's hat, the producing hat, all of it.
You do.
Mm-hmm. Now, social media has played such an important role over the course of the pandemic as not only the source of communication for the world, but for audiences in every corner of the globe have had access to the different types of music than ever before. How hard has it been for you during the pandemic to learn how to connect with the fans when there was no live performances?
Yeah, so I love actually getting this question, because I actually really enjoyed honing into my social media over the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I'm a new artist, really, and so I wasn't playing as, you know, like, there's people who were talking about, oh, I'm not touring now, and oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, and you know, instead of, like, you know, being sad about the things that, you know, I wasn't doing touring anyway. So I'm just like, you know what, I'm going to hone into my social media. I'm going to, you know, write more music. I'm going to record music. And instead of using this pandemic as a setback, I'm going to use it as a comeback. And that's exactly what I did. And I'm really, really proud of myself, because I feel like it worked out for me. The pandemic, I feel like I actually had a really, I don't want to say a good experience, but I came out stronger. At the end, because I worked my butt off during that pandemic, and I didn't stop. I didn't quit. If anything, I worked harder. Mm-hmm. And so I love getting that question, because it was a positive for me. I just worked really hard, and I came out in a good spot.
Mm-hmm. Same, you know, everybody's had to reinvent themselves. And I know that a lot of the artists that were used to being on stage and recording, going to the studio, then getting out on the radio promotions, then going out and playing live to promote that, even though they're still writing and working on new music, it just came to a complete halt for them, where they didn't even know how to write again. Some of them were taking like 6 months and going, I don't know if I can do this. Like they just
know. And it's sad when you hear that. It really is so sad.
I know. And it's just you have to sit back and you got to take a look at it and say, you know what can I do to connect with the fans and engage? And I think it's just allowed everybody to dig in deeper into that creative side.
Absolutely.
And make their craft even better, right?
And that's exactly what I did. And I have to laugh because I was down in Texas when the pandemic first started. And I just remember being around and I was down there doing my album. I was releasing an album at the time. And I was down there and there was artists being like, oh, like so hard not being on the road. And you're around and you're like, oh, I know, right? It's just so hard. And I'm like, you were never really on the road, but I'm just gonna play along. But I'll never forget that. I thought that was so funny. But now that's my next goal and thing is, like, I play a lot of shows around Kelowna, but like I'm ready to go out and tour. I'm so excited for that. I love being on stage. I love performing. I love entertaining. So I can't wait to do that.
And you got a nice set of songs, you know, to be able to play too. You've had some really great success, as you were talking about earlier. And that's great for the fans because, you know, they're going to really enjoy these performances much more, you know, right now for you, especially when you hit that stage.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
Talk about I Don't Want to Fall in Love Anymore in the writing of this song, because it was such a great song.
So I wrote that one. It actually took me 6 months to write this song because I was so heartbroken. Mm. Over the breakup I was going through, and I couldn't write anything at all. And when I would try and write something, it was so up, it was so down. I had so much emotions that I didn't know where to go with it. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't write a single thing for 6 months because I was just so torn. And finally one day, 6 months down the road, I even had a new boyfriend at this time. It was one night after work. I used to work at the OK Corral. I was a bartender. And I got home, it was like 3 a.m, and it just came to me. And it took me 6 months and having another boyfriend to be able to come down from it and be like, what was I really feeling during that time? And I was like, oh, I know exactly how I felt. I never, ever want to feel that way again. And that's when I came up with the lyric, I Don't Want to Fall in Love Anymore. And I wrote that song. I wrote the first verse and chorus that night. And I knew that I had something special. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to hold off on writing the second verse just so I can see, you know, instead of just like writing it all tonight, I'm just going to like maybe like wait a couple days and see what comes to me. So wrote the first verse and chorus. And I waited on the second verse, and a couple days later, I finished the second verse, and it was the easiest write. It's crazy how it just poured out of me.
Here is I Don't Want to Fall in Love Anymore by country artist Tegan Gaze here on Music's Journey.
It's better than a few. I don't wanna. You've got your highs and you've got your lows, but every fire that burns just ends in smoke.
I Don't Want to Fall in Love Anymore by country artist Tegan Gaze. This one's got over 3 million views on TikTok and it's still climbing. Would you do a fan a huge favor? I had a fan contact me today and asked for a shout out because this song changed her life.
No way. Oh, yeah. Wow. I would absolutely. Who am I shouting out?
You're going to be shouting out, and this, she's just such a special little soul, and she's 15 years old, and it actually stopped her from taking her life. And so this one, she said it was okay for me to share that story with you, but, you know, I will, she's going to be absolutely thrilled. So her name is Megan Patrick.
Oh my gosh, Megan Patrick, I'm so happy that you are still here with us today. And if you reach out to me on social media, I would love to be your friend and talk to you. And I'm really happy that a song that I wrote gave so much life to your life. And please message me on social media because I'd love to be friends with you. This is Tegan Gaze. Hi, Megan Patrick. This is Tegan Gaze, and it's really nice to meet you.
Oh, that is so cool. Thank you for doing that. It's just so important that we take those platforms that we have to be able to use to be able to make change. So I thought I would just share that one with you.
Wow, I am very taken back.
Well, I was too when, you know, like when I hear that, it just brings tears to my eyes. But that's what music does, right? It heals.
It really does. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so congratulations on that song. Such a beautiful, beautiful song. Touched so many lives, this one. What is one thing that you've learned about yourself during this time that you may have never looked at before if it wasn't for the pandemic?
Oh my gosh, that I definitely learned that you have to put in 110% if you're going to get anywhere. I feel like before I didn't, you know, I was maybe 90%, and I definitely learned that you have to give it your all, and I do have what it takes to do that, and that's definitely something I learned, is that I have that 110% in me, and you got to give it all the time if you want to get to the top.
Is that what advice you would give yourself if you were talking to your younger version of yourself when you first started out?
Absolutely, and to not give up. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so key in this business, because you're going to get told no so many times, mm-hmm. and you can't take it to heart. You can't let it get you down. You just got to keep on going, and you got to give it your absolute all.
I think it's so important too, you know, when anybody's listening to this, and if this is your dream, is just to remember, like when you're starting out, you got to believe in yourself. Without that, it's so difficult to be able to take the no's, and you've really got to have that focus and drive to say, you know what, no matter what, even if I do, I'm writing or I'm singing to, you know, because of the pleasure of music. It's just something that
Absolutely.
Touches you, and just making sure that's where your focus stays.
Yeah, and I think another point too is in this industry, it's made up of, and this is with life period, but definitely in this industry, it's made up of highs and lows, mm-hmm. and you can be at the top one day and you're going to be at the bottom the next, and that's just how it is. And I've learned to understand that that's just how it is, and to not let it, you know, get me down. And whenever I do have a high and I have a little mini success, I don't care how many it is, you celebrate it, because you have to for your mental health.
And you never know either when, like, you can feel so good about a song and swear, you know what, this one's going to do really well, and sometimes it doesn't. And the ones that you don't think are going to do that great do really well. So you just never know how it's going to work out, you know. So you got to be able to take it, and that's your baby for this one, and move on to the next project and just be able to release those and just let them do
their
thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it's true, you don't. You could think it's the, you know, the song's the best song and it's going to take you to the top, and it doesn't. I was actually just watching a documentary on Luke Bryan. I forget what song it was, but their whole team was so sure that this song was going to get him a number one, and it didn't. And it's just crazy how that is, right? You believe in something so much, but you gotta also, nothing's ever sure.
Exactly. Now, you've got an engineering degree. I know a lot of people may not know this. And if there's any hats, I'm telling you, you've got a lot of hats, girl. You really do.
Thank you.
What role did that play in producing your music?
So I took my my audio engineering when I was fresh out of high school. Actually, I think I took a year. And then I went to college, and I had no idea, like, what I was getting myself into.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, you know what? I can record my own music. That's pretty cool. I'm going to, you know, it's where I am now, Kelowna. That's where the school was. I was like, I like Kelowna. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. And I'm so happy that I did, because there's so much AI can do with it. I definitely realized I love being an artist, and I like being on the other side. But that being said, when I go into a studio and I am working with the producer, you know, I can understand their language. I know what's going on. I can, you know, articulate what I want. And like, it's so much easier because I've done it, I've taken it. And now too, like being able to, you know, record your own demos and things like that, it's so important. So I'm really, really happy that I took audio and, just a really, like you said, just another hat to wear, and it's important to have those hats.
And you never know, like later on down the line, you know, this might be something that you're digging in an awful lot more. Like look at Carolyn Dawn Johnson.
Exactly. That's a perfect example. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's got quite the setup in her home.
Oh, speaking of Carolyn Dawn Johnson, well, let's talk about Chris Buck.
Yeah,
my buddy Chris Buck, because I think you wrote this song with him, didn't you?
He did, yes. Me, Chris Buck, Jimmy Thau, and Jordan Orbeck.
I know I had Chris on, I think, not even a month ago, you know, for his new single, and he's just doing so well moving to Nashville and just so excited about his dream and living that one out there. He deserves it so much. But this is such a great song.
He's such a good human and so talented.
Yeah.
Chris is one of my like best friends, and I just feel so blessed to have a friend like him in my life, in this industry. Very blessed.
Well, he mentioned you on the show as well and talked about writing this song and how excited he was for doing this one. Were you in Nashville to write this one, or did you do it through Zoom?
I was in Nashville, and it was my first trip to Nashville to do writing. And Chris, like, got this right together for me. So it was my first time meeting Jimmy and Jordan, and one of my first, actual writes in Nashville, really. And, yeah, Chris is the one that set this one up, and so that's super cool. And now I've been, you know, back to Nashville a few times since then, and me and Chris have written a lot, and we got some really good songs under our belt together.
And we got a few of them coming out. Is that what that means?
Maybe.
Just a little bit of a hint.
Possibility.
Any duets with him?
I don't know. We've talked about it. We've definitely talked about it.
Oh, because your voices would sound so good together.
I think that they would too. Yeah, we've definitely talked about it. I wouldn't want to do it with anyone else. Like, I love Buck. He's awesome.
Well, I'm calling you out, Chris. I'm calling you out. There better be a duet in the near future.
That's so funny. We've written a duet. We've written them before. So, but yeah, it's been talked about. So. Maybe I'll run by him again.
Oh, no, I'm going to be I'm calling him out on this interview. I'm calling him out. Okay,
so funny.
Let's talk about Messed Up and the lyrics behind this song and where that all came from.
Yeah, so Messed Up, when you hear it first, you think, oh, it sounds like a like someone messed you up in a bad way or negative, but we took a little turn and we turned it into a happy, positive, fun, upbeat song. And I came into the right wanting to write something more upbeat and fun. And I love that this is one of those songs that, you know, makes you want to run to your rooftop and scream "I love you" at the top of your lungs. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what the song's about. It's just it's a love song. It's a happy, love, feel good song, and I really needed one of those. And so I'm glad that
so do I.
That we wrote that I got one.
So I.
Yeah, I needed one after "I Don't Want to Fall in Love Anymore."
Exactly. These songs just go back to back. I'm telling you, it works out perfect. Yeah. We're going to play this one We're going to play this one right now. Here is the new single, and that is "Messed Up" by country artist Tegan Gaze here on Music's Journey. The new single "Messed Up." It is rising, rising, and rising for this country star. So really excited about your voice. This song is so cool. You are a true storyteller.
Thank you.
Well, it's so unique, and I think you're so recognizable. As soon as I hear your voice, I know it's you, and that's big when it comes to radio.
That is a huge compliment. Like, that's exactly what I want to hear. So that's great. Thank you.
Well, you got a bright future. You've got that voice that you can pretty much sing anything, you know, when it comes to that storytelling kind of song. And that's pretty special. Has anybody said to you who you sound like?
I've gotten Miley Cyrus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's really it.
Very much.
Is that what you were thinking too?
You yeah. could, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you can go into different genres there and you would be very successful with your voice. But we love you in country.
Thank you.
We love you in country.
I know. I love country music. Country music is my roots. but I'd be lying if I didn't say that I loved pop music and rock. And so I'm happy, you know, to, you know, I feel like right now country music, it's got a little bit of the mixed genres going on right now.
Big
time. So it's so fun because I feel like I've, you know, kind of got, like, Messed Up is pretty poppy, but it's still country.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm excited that I got to, you know, that I got to put something like that out, because I still do love pop music and I love rock music, and I'm like, I kind of want to, like, sneak, you know, I like sneaking all that in there. So I'm happy that I got to put something out that's a little different.
Well, country music's definitely crossing those genres. I just had Manny Blue on, and for him, you know, just getting that punk country now. And it's just like, there's just so much going on in country music. It's pretty exciting.
It is exciting. Like, it's very exciting.
Now, you have, as you said, you've been writing a lot of music, you know, over the last, yeah, you know, 2 years. What's coming up next this summer after the single?
Yes. So I got a lot of shows booked this summer. So that's really exciting. I'm doing the Monashy Festival, 97 South. I'm doing Gord Bamford's golf tournament. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, so very I got nice. Some really fun, exciting things going on this summer, and just focusing on my shows. And, you know, I did do a lot of writing in Nashville. I'm going to continue writing throughout the summertime.
And you're heading to the CCMAs? Are you going to the CCMAs? Stupid
I am
question.
Going to I've actually just booked all my flights and my hotels, so it's real.
Nice. And it's going to be so good that everybody gets to see each other. You get to network. You get to, you know, see all your other friends out there, because country music is just such a really cool community, very tight-knit community. And it's just so cool that you're going to be able to see everybody live this year.
Well, yeah. So I went to the CCMAs last year. It was my first time. I'd never been to a CCMAs before, mm-hmm, and I just couldn't believe how much fun it was. I didn't know really what to expect, and now I'm like, that's all I've been thinking about since I left. I'm like, when's the next one? And it feels like it's approaching already so fast.
I know, it's coming,
like,
too
where did
quick.
This year go?
I know.
Are you going to the CCMAs?
I wish I could this year, but due to some health reasons, I won't be going this year. But yeah, I will be at the next one.
Because I would have loved to have met you in person, but I'll just have to meet you at the next one.
Definitely. If not, I'll see you sooner than that. You just never know.
You just never know.
Well, I am so excited for you. And where can everybody reach you, get all your latest tour dates, or like your show dates, as well as the new music that's coming up?
Absolutely. So my website, teagangaze.com, you can find all my upcoming shows on there, as well as all my music links, social media links. It's all on my website. And I have it all. I got the TikTok, the Instagram, the Facebook. So I'm on all the platforms, and yeah, I can be reached everywhere.
Well, you just never know. You never know what's going to happen on TikTok. People might just take this song too and just run with it. So it'll be cool.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, cool to watch what they can do.
Posting a song every day, trying to get it to go viral on TikTok. It's my mission in life right now, actually.
There you go. Got to keep that one at the top of the chain, right? That one's just going to stay up there.
True.
Okay. Can you do a couple burning questions before you go?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's do the first one. We'll fire it off at you. Favorite singer of all time, any genre?
Taylor Swift.
Okay. Figured that would be the answer on that one. One destination on your bucket list to explore and be a part of the culture?
Ooh. Greece.
Hmm. Any reason?
It just looks so beautiful. And actually, like, I've been there before, and it's, I want to go back so bad, just because I was so young when I went. It was a Europe trip when I was in high school.
Mm.
And I always told myself that if I could go traveling anywhere in the world again, it would be there, just because it was so quick and so fast, and I loved it so much. And it was so beautiful.
It is. It is absolutely beautiful. I've never been there, but, oh man, it's just one of those places that would stick in your mind, and it would last
it
forever.
Yeah, it really did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Favorite childhood memory growing up?
Oh, catching frogs out at my grandma's place in the gravel pit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. It's just these little things that just give us a little bit of a window of what, you know, what you're all about. Favorite things to do with your girlfriends when you aren't writing and you're not out there performing?
I love scary movies and popcorn. So if I'm getting together with my friends, they're usually coming over to my place and we're making appies, and I will force them to watch scary movies with me.
Do you have a favorite series that you liked for scary movies?
Oh, series. That is, I don't know if there's a good series for scary, but I do love Forensic Files. I know that that's not it's real. It's not actually, but I mean, I guess it is serious. It's a little spooky, but I have a scary obsession with Forensic Files, and I'm glad that I do a little bit, because now I'm a little bit more aware when I go out in the world. Because before I started watching Forensic Files, I would have believed and trusted anybody. Now I'm like, I'm looking over my shoulder. It doesn't matter where I am. I'm looking over my shoulder. So Forensic Files is a good one.
Okay, so when you were watching scary movies, like, is it like Halloween that you liked, the series of Halloween, or, you know, like Friday the 13th?
Okay. So those
series. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I enjoyed the Halloweens. They're fun. I would say,
I can't remember them all now.
I know. I'm like, they weren't, if I had to pick a series that I really liked, I mean, The Conjurings were really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really liked The Conjurings. The Screams, I enjoyed The Screams. The Halloweens, the last Halloween was it was good, but it might have been a little too much for me.
It was for me too.
It was a little fake, I guess, just a little over the top,
mm-hmm.
I found.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it was still good. I mean, I will go watch any scary movie, I don't care what it is. But I think I really like thrillers more than anything.
Okay. Yeah.
I like a good storyline. I'm not into like the gore and the guts, you know. I want something that's actually going to, like, creep me out. And I don't know why, because I'm such a baby, because I'll watch this stuff, and then I'll have to sleep with the light on, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, why did I do this to myself? But I think I just love the rush. Like, well, I'm an adrenaline junkie, maybe.
I think I was 16, I think, when Friday the 13th first came out, the first one.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And I remember I had to look under the car and behind the seat, look at my trunk, make sure I looked in all the closets before I would even do it.
Why don't we do that to ourselves? Why?
Well,
I don't know.
It wasn't my idea.
It
wasn't my idea. It was my boyfriend's idea. It wasn't
my
idea.
Oh, my gosh.
Idea. I think
you didn't do that on your own.
No, I didn't. I didn't. It was pretty funny. Okay.
That is funny.
What does success mean to you today?
What does success mean to me today? Well, I think that, for an example, when I like to think of everything happening in my life as a mini success.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to look at it more like that, like lately,
mm-hmm.
to enjoy the mini successes in life. And because it's important to do that, because if you don't, I really do feel like I get too in my head, and it can mess with my mental health. So, you know, I take every little win that I have, and to me, that's a success.
Okay,
and
cool.
When I'm done with one little success, I move on to the next little success, but to enjoy every little success, because it is a success.
Very cool.
So.
So if you flashed forward 10 years from now, or 15 years from now, and you could see one thing that you'd want to say to yourself, that you succeeded at something, would it be that same advice?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, of course, who doesn't want to win? Who doesn't want to win all the awards? Who doesn't want to, you know, be traveling the world and making good money doing what they love? Like, of course, that's, you know, what I want, and that's mm-hmm. what I hope for, and that's what I dream. You know, that is my dream, and that is what I want. But at the same time, I think it's important to look at all the things that got you to that moment, you know, mm-hmm. your stepping stones, your staircase. And I try and tell myself that every day, you know, when I get exciting news about something, because it's all important and it all matters, and it's all going to get you ultimately to the top of that mountain.
Enjoy the journey.
Exactly. Life's a climb.
That's right.
Enjoy the view.
Okay, two last ones. Okay, favorite summer cocktail?
Right now, it's an espresso martini.
Ooh,
nice. Obsessed with them right now. And honestly, anything with egg whites in it, I'm here for it.
Hmm. Yes, speaking to the bartender there, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the bartending I did was, like, really not fun drinks. It was basically just, like, highballs.
Oh, gotcha.
I like the fancy ones.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Me too. Well, I do like my tequila, and I do like to have my beer every once in a while. So,
ooh,
yeah.
Are you a tequila sunrise girl?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, those are really good. That used to be, like, when I still drink them, but, like, when I worked at the bar and I was, like, drinking a lot more in my college days, I guess, I would always drink tequila sunrises.
Mm-hmm. I still like to be able to go out and have a tequila chaser after a beer, like if I'm having a draft beer, if I'm out shooting pool or something like that, or just, you know, just having just a fun night out. And
okay,
yeah,
that'll Kim, be I want to hang out with you.
Well, we can. We can, absolutely. We'll do that. As soon as I see you, we'll definitely do that. Okay.
Sounds like a plan.
Now, this is a fun one, and hopefully, you know, we'll have to be on the creative side here, so we're going to pull it out of you. What is your most best useless talent?
My most best useless talent?
Yep.
Oh, my best useless talent. Oh gosh. When
could be anything quirky that you do that, you know, you don't want anybody to know. But
oh,
of course we're going to air it everywhere.
I like to think I'm a good winker, and I also feel like I can find people's doppelgangers.
Oh. Okay.
Which is really random, but I feel like every time I'm out, I'm like, that person likes like that person, and they're like, wow, they do, and I'm like, right? That person looks like that person. You know, I have an act for that.
Very cool. See, didn't expect that. See, that I love this question because it just seems to pull out whatever, right?
Yeah, I'm like, oh my god, I need to think of something else. What can I do?
Well, that's awesome. Well, congratulations. Have so much fun at the CCMAs, and we love the new single. Cannot wait till you release some more. Love your voice, girl. Really do.
Thank you very much, Kim. That means a lot, and I can't wait to see you at some point at hopefully the next CCMAs.
We'll get there, and say hi to Chrissy for me. He's going to kill
will.
Me for saying that. He's going to kill
will.
Me.
I will. Don't worry. I call him Bucky.
Oh, Bucky. Well, tell Bucky, Chrissy, he's going to kill me. Just say hi to him for me.
I will let him know.
All right.
I'll say we had a good conversation about him.
That's right.
He'll be like, oh, no, what is it?
He will, because he knows me, because I pull out usually some deep stuff. So he's going to be going, what did she say?
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. I can't wait.
All right. Well, listen, you take care, and we will talk to you really soon, or I'll see you soon on the road.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Kim. It was nice to talk with you, and I'll talk to you later.
Sounds great. Okay, we'll talk to you soon. All right.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
A great big thank you to my very special guest, Tegan Gaze, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows that are coming up for you. I will be interviewing Haley Benedict, Haley Jensen, Andrew Hyatt, Dustin Collins. Country artist Candace from Runaway Angel has got her very first single coming out after such a long period of time. So excited to have her on the show. We have Katie Hurt, Jade Eagleson, Rob Fitzgerald, and, oh, sorry, we got a few more that we're adding in there, don't we? The East Pointers, Josh Bogart, Ali Walker, Emma Peterson, and so many more. Don't forget, you can catch all the shows that you don't want to miss on musicsjourney.com. You can also check out the articles and new music and videos and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey. Hey.
When you went for a glass and you stayed past closing time. When a text to your ex is a the gossip and the grapevine. You got a little bit far from sober, and the hang is hanging over. Left the burner on the stove and the dog sitting out all night. You can blame that rosé all day. You can blame that last call Cabernet. We all got reasons for bringing out the wild side. Ain't that right? You can drink a heartache goodbye if you need a late night alibi. Sipping excuses one glass at a time. You can blame the wine. When you wake up to a new tattoo on your arm, when your best friend calls 'cause you left your ID at the bar. Real smart. A couple bottles on the counter. You had a half happy hour. Now you're late for your day 'cause you can't find the keys to your car. Blame that rosé all day. You can blame that last call Cabernet. We all got reasons for bringing out the wild side. Ain't that right? You can drink a heartache goodbye if you need a late night alibi. Sipping excuses one glass at a time. You can blame the wine.